We will call to order this recreational board meeting for Wednesday, August 20th. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Char Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Meeting agenda approval. Can I get a motion on that?
Motion to move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? None. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Char Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. The approval of minutes for July 16th, 2025.
Move to approve the minutes.
I make a motion we approve the minutes of July 16th, 2025 regular meeting.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion on that? No discussion. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Char Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Move right in to, are there any public comments?
I have.
You got to sign it.
Good afternoon. My name's Paul Britton.
Sign it.
Good afternoon. My name's Paul Britton. I've been here since 2009, coming to this facility, using the parks and recreations, the paths and everything. I bought a house in 2017, and I bought it here in Matson because of these amenities. When I first came here, there was, I don't know, standards at this facility. The manager that was running the facility, whoever was in charge at the time, would make rounds every hour and check and make sure the facility was in good working order, everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing, and there was accountability. I guess since COVID, this is when this really began. That's what I'm reported anyway, because I went from the people at the desk to the people at the front desk to the people in charge. And I've asked the question of why the standards aren't being followed any longer. You can see when somebody new comes in because they're cleaning, they're walking around, they're monitoring, making sure everybody's following what they're supposed to. But shortly, once they get into the swing of things, they sit at the desk and watch their phone, get up, walk to the front desk, are away from the post for 30, 45 minutes. Then they come back, sit back down on the phone, and don't do anything that I believe they're supposed to be doing. Because like I said, when you see somebody new come in, you can see what they should be doing. The standards that are posted out here, as far as wearing apparel, is not being followed and hasn't been followed since pretty much since COVID. And I've sent email after email trying to figure out what the problem is. In fact, there was an altercation involving me because one of the people that work here came down in just tattered uniform, tattered outfit to work out. Everybody knows that it's the wrong apparel. So in protest, I took my shirt off and started working out. And within 15 minutes, the director was here pulling his hood. There was pictures of me taken in the facility that aren't supposed to be happening, but he was here abruptly. But no other standards are falling. It's like if it is impacting them right now, we'll enforce the rules. But on a day-to-day basis, they're not following. So, I mean, I'm here appealing to the board to see if we can come to a resolve. I've even volunteered to give me a staff shirt with a volunteer thing on the back of it so everybody knows I don't work here, to help enforce the rules, to help make things happen. I bought hand grips. I bought the stretching elastic bands, and they're down there right now because I think it's something the gym needed. I don't want to go to them and say, hey, we need this. I'll just make it happen because I have the ability to do that. And they're being used every day down there. I'm here to try to come up with a solution, not point any fingers at anybody. I would like to see this facility running the way it's intended. And anything I can do to help, I have stated that several times, I'll do whatever I can. I don't know if there's anything I've said that's out of bounds. If there is, please, by all means, come back. But I've sent, I don't know, countless emails trying to, and they have been answered in person. They have been answered, sometimes I'll get something back. But it's usually generally the same, that the big scare is that if you make the people do their job, they won't want to work here. They'll want to leave. And I don't think that's acceptable. If I don't do my job on my place, I'm leaving. I'm, you know, if you guys aren't doing your job, are you guys going to have a job? And that's my biggest concern. I mean, you have people down there with no footgear on. You have people in there with sandals on, Crocs, and all of that is not, there's no place for it. There's only one individual back there that does his job, and that's Paul. And he has disabilities, but you'll see him with a towel in his arm that doesn't work and a spray bottle with the one that does it. He'll be spraying things down, hanging the bottle here, and then wiping things down. And if you come and chew a gum, you better bet you're gonna spit it out, because he's a hawk. But he does his job. I don't know if he gets paid more than everybody, he should. He does his job. There's never a point where you ever have to question that guy. He'll come up to me, he'll be like, hey, are you supposed to be doing that? You know? And when things get elevated, he's not afraid to step in. And it's like, the other day, I came up to somebody that worked here, the same guy I had the altercation with, and I asked him to his face because there was a girl in there with just a sports bra on. I said, are we enforcing the rules tonight or not? And he looks at me and goes, I'm not working tonight. And I said, well, you weren't working the night that you called the director and had him down here with the boat when I didn't have my shirt on, but I said, so now? And then he took it personal like I was attacking him. And that's not what I was doing. I was looking for answers. Because at this point, since 2021, 2022, clear up to 2025, this has been very frustrating for me. One, I am a veteran, so I know it's a little difficult for me not to follow the directions or the rules. If the rules are posted, by all means, let's follow the rules. If you don't want to follow the rules, take the rules down. And there's nothing for me to come here and complain to you guys about. That's the way I see it. Does anybody have any questions for me? Because I'm about to explode.
There's no reason for that, but let me ask you, are you talking about the staff? Or are you talking about the people working out here?
Well, the staff are the ones that are not enforcing the rules that are posted. The individuals working here people that are going to work out are going to do whatever they want. It's up to staff to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. If I'm supposed to be in a t-shirt, shorts, mm-hmm. and tennis shoes, mm-hmm. and I come in there in Crocs and a cutoff and some booty shorts or whatever you want to call it, whose job is it to tell them they can't work out? Not the individual. The individual showed up there that way anyway. And like I said, the more it slips, the more you let it go, the more often it's going to happen. You know, because all I have to see is somebody in here with a tank top on that's cut clear down the side and be like, well, it must be okay now because this guy's doing it. You know, so it's not the individual. The individual, of course, human nature, you're going to do as much as you can or whatever you can to get away with it. You're going to stretch the rules. That's human nature. But the people that are here to enforce the rules are the ones that should be doing that. And you can't do that when you're sitting on your phone or you're not at your desk or you're not walking around doing your job. You know, you can't make things like that happen. I mean, I see it every day, but I'm here all the time. You know, I do my best to try to report it. I try to give it a timestamp on it and say, hey, look at your video at this time. This is what I'm talking about. You know, to try to make sure that I'm not just throwing hearsay out there. It's not just me saying words. It's this is when it happened. This is why I'm contacting you. You know, it's instances that this is going on. And it's been happening more and more, you know, since it's been more acceptable. And I know COVID, and I know, you know, trying to get people to do their job is rough, but that's what being a leader is. You know, you want somebody to do their job, you have to give them concise directions and be like, this is what I want you to do. If you don't, then they can't really be held responsible for anything. Well, why aren't you doing this? Well, you never told me. Or I didn't know. That's a good example of a follower. Well, I didn't know. But the problem is just the decline of people being responsible for their areas, for the individuals there in the areas, for the actions of the people in the areas, be it like kids down in the weight room, because we've had that several times. You have four or five kids going from machine to machine doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Such as,
they'll be lifting too much weight, they'll be throwing weights around, and they're just too young to, you know, or they'll be spotting somebody with way too much weight, and this young man and me, you know, we're constantly on the swivel to try to just make sure that nobody gets hurt.
I gotcha.
And the attendant's not going to be able to do that anyway. But yes, we're going to be there to kind of support, but it's not our job. That's why I don't go walking up to a girl and say, hey, you're in a tank top, you're not allowed to have that on in here. You know, either put a shirt on or leave. That's not my job. And that should stop at the door. When she comes walking in, or a guy comes walking in with his shirt cut clear down the side, because that's directly on the rules, then it should be a no-brainer. You don't have anything to explain. Because when you walk in the door in the weight room down there, it's posted right there before you walk in. You know, all you have to say is, did you see the dress code right there at the door? You're going to have to do something differently. And if they say, well, I didn't know. Well, I'm sorry you didn't know, but now you do, and you can either dress appropriately or you're going to have to leave. And you're welcome to come back, but you're going to have to go, you know, get the correct outfit on, I guess would be the best way to say it or whatever.
Well, I don't want to speak for everybody. Let's see if we can address those issues. Hopefully we can clean things up a little bit.
I'll do anything I can to support. I'll do anything I can to help. Because like I said, in 2017, I bought a house to be here, to be on the trail and have these opportunities. You know, it's good tax deduct or tax break. Mm-hmm. Pay taxes in Madison. But no, I mean, I'm here because this is where I want to be.
Understood.
And, you know, I'm here because I care. If I didn't care, I'd just go somewhere else. You know, but this man here, we work out together. I asked him to come and he came. But it's just things are on the decline. And like I said, you don't see the head guy coming around anymore like you used to. I mean, every hour you would see him come through with a checklist. He would count the number of people in the weight room. He would make sure that everything was the way it was. And you see him go off. I haven't seen that guy in 8 months or more. I haven't seen anybody come around. So, but I'm sure, you know, they want to be respected like they're the person in charge, and I can't respect somebody like that, unfortunately. That's just me. If I'm expected to do a job and I'm not doing it, I don't deserve the respect.
Well, I appreciate you coming.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time.
People, my address on there is pretty fired up. I'm going to start putting that on there.
It's Britt, right?
Britton. Britton.
Do we have any other public comments?
Just to touch on what Paul was already saying.
Yes, there
are kids that come in here and leave parents to drop them off.
Do you mind to sign in?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's it. First.
No, I love this facility, guys. It is absolutely the best.
Sir, what's your first name signing in?
Richard? Yes, sir.
Last name?
Scott.
Scott. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whoa. Yes, he is. He's pretty famous.
And I know you are too. I think the name doesn't come with me. Golf.
Okay.
Yes.
Very loud?
Yes.
Yes. Wow, small world.
So what were you gonna?
I was just saying, as far as like kids coming here, like he says, I'm talking 9 years old, 8 years old. These kids are not working out. It's almost as if parents drop them off and do whatever they need to do, and the kid just runs around. My thing is, if I'm working out, I'm on a time schedule. I want to get in. I want to get out. I have other things to do. And
sure,
can't even treat it like a jungle gym. And I'm watching them putting on weights and just hanging on things. And we have only so many pieces of equipment in there. And there's times where I believe when I come in there and it's out of order. The day after, one of those kids was swinging on it or doing something. Possibly. I mean, I don't know for sure, but that'd be my only complaint.
Okay.
And as far as like, I guess with equipment, I don't know who makes the purchases or who determines that, but it'd be nice if we got a couple extra weight benches, just because that's where we, when I come in there, there won't be any, but we'll have a bunch of empty ellipticals, a bunch of empty treadmills, a bunch of empty bikes, but everybody in the weight section.
What time do you normally come in?
Usually around this time.
Oh, do you? So, yeah.
Sometimes they're early in the day, too, so it's not just, you know, peak hours. I've been here early, even when I thought we could beat the crowd, and I go in there, and there's no weight bench.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those.
Gets a little tough at 5, I'm sure.
It's yeah, for sure. Like yes. But even at noon, sometimes I've been in here, depending on what time. I work remotely, so I'm able to leave and come as I please. So there's times where I try to come in here, and my wife has a day off. Just to, you know, try to beat the crowd, and it's still sometimes that'd be a thing. I know cost is probably a concern, but I would think the weight benches are way cheaper than the ellipticals that we replace, the bikes that we replace.
The other thing I said about it is it's summertime and nobody's really using it right now. But wintertime, of course, that
correct.
That does get a little bit more.
Yeah. That would be the only thing. Other than that, love the rec center.
Yes.
We
do really have a family here. I mean, there are people here who are regulars, and we all know each other. I didn't know his last name was Scott till right now, but we are, you know, face-to-face recognition and talk all the time, but yeah.
This is good feedback. We'll evaluate everything, and it's good for you to bring this forward and help us.
My number's here. You're absolutely welcome to call me anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your time, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, we'll move on to the approval of the expense report.
Here, I'll make a motion to approve the July 2025 Park and Recreation Expense Report for $192,520.94.
I'll second.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Schartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Now the July 2025 Legends Expense Report for $224,379.90.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Schartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Sorry.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, we'll move right into old business. Is there any old business? No old business. We'll move on to new business. First being new hires, which is in the attachments.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the new hires for August 20th, 2025.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? No discussion? Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Schartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, our second item is Maslin City Schools request to show. Oh.
You hit the wrong one.
Sorry. Okay, our second item. Advertise for and receive sealed bids and enter into contract with the lowest and best bidder upon approval of the Board of Control to replace the maintenance equipment at the Legends Golf Course. Current lease expires 12/31/2025.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Is this why you're here, Greg?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
We are currently at the end of our current five-year lease. We lease a couple of our main pieces of equipment, our greens mowers, our fairway mowers, our big rough mower. It's a five-year lease. It's our second five-year lease. We did one in 2016. It's awarded to Toro. Did one in 2021, which we're currently at the end of. It was also awarded to Toro. The lease ends in February, and we're going to try to ask permission to open the bids up so we can look at getting another round of mowers.
What was the bid last time? What did it come? What did it cost in 2021? Do you have any idea?
I have it. $54,360.
Say 55.
I want to make sure that's 21. I hope it's not 16.
What's a couple thousand here and there, right?
I think that was in 21.
What do you expect? I have a kind of a. Are we going to approve the amount before?
No,
it's not out to bid yet.
Yeah, I mean, but when it comes back,
yes.
Does it?
Yes.
We're just asking for the bid.
I'm asking if we can receive sealed bids and to enter into contract.
Right.
So once we get that, I'll present that to the board.
Okay, so it's part A and B.
Yeah, so you'll know the contract, yes.
What do you expect the bids to come in this year, roughly? Do you have any idea?
They predict an increase, of
course. Oh, yeah.
Nothing gets cheaper,
yeah.
But...
I would have fell over if you said it's going to decrease.
I don't know exactly, but we'll have to...
What's the benefits to leasing them?
It's better on our budget. We pay monthly payments on it. The equipment at the end of 5 years is pretty wore out. Our greens mowers, for example, run 7 days a week. They mow 8 acres of greens 7 days a week, sometimes 8, 9, 10 months out of the year. So
if you do lease, is maintenance included in this?
There's a 2-year warranty on it.
Okay.
And then the last three is on us. But usually the mowers have held up pretty good for 5 years. When I started working here, some of the mowers we had for 15 years and there was no mechanic,
right.
And we try not to get back in that situation.
So the mowers you have now would go back?
Yes.
And then we would get new mowers?
Yes. And okay. The technology on this stuff is advancing rapidly, and
okay.
It's great to stay up on it and have new mowers in. It's great for the maintenance and the budget and everything. It kind of works for us. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the third item is roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Schartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Now we'll move on to the third item. Reservoir Park Stream Bank Restoration Project contribution of $53,000 from the Park and Rec.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Unless one of you would like to start. Did you have something?
No.
Oh, this is an email I sent you last week. If you look at page C9, the last page, that's the easiest way to explain this because it's the largest one in there. Shows the stream bank restoration from Phillips down around the corner approximately to Biner Place, which comes off of Hankins Road on the left of that picture there. The project estimate is approximately $353,000. The city has already dedicated $300,000 to that, and council approved that. That they're asking if we could dedicate $53,000 to this project. Now there's a chance it comes in lower, and it doesn't. You know, we don't spend 53, so, and we don't know until it goes out to bid. but the cost estimate is $353,000.
Was there a grant for this for $300?
$300 is the grant.
Okay.
Yes.
And council is asking for what? The $53 is what they're asking for?
Well, council approved this project to go out to bid, and then with the city, the administration is in the meeting we were in about the everything, asked if we could chip in the $53. And this will include the stream bank all the way from, as I said, from Phillips down to the corner there and then over by Bynum Place. As you see, you can see that it has failed and it's falling, so.
It's in bad shape.
Yes.
Assuming that this is unbudgeted, unplanned for this year, the 53, because the previous grant fell out, is this going to have any consequences on our budget?
No, because we have a couple projects, as I'm going to speak in my report, that we aren't able to get done right now anyway, so that's going to, that'll cover that.
Are you talking about?
For this year's budget.
For plan two or plan one?
Just plan one.
Yeah, there is a grant for $300,000 for this.
Yeah.
So my question is, if we have to front $50,000 that was unbudgeted, I'm asking if there's going to be any consequences for any other project.
We have it in the budget.
Yes.
We come over services contract plan.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Schartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Foley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to our board reports. Start off with Joe.
It's the rain has kind of stopped on us, so we're able to get out and get some other things done. Of course, the resi, the same thing about every day. The track, trimmed the basin again. Trimmed all the banks again, looking pretty good up there. We're starting to clean up around the garage. We cleaned some of it up, but ran into some poison ivy, so we got it sprayed, and we're going to go back there and finish it all up, get all the trees that are growing up in there out. Community park, trimmed all the bushes, weeded all the flower beds and mulched them, cleaned the concrete up around the restrooms, and we repaired the split rail fence that runs from the beginning of the park to the back. Duncan, we cleaned the concrete up. There was some chalk down there from some vent that didn't come up, so we power washed it off. We trimmed up the islands down there, the overgrown plants, the ones that are over by, like, the catch, they're like catch basins, basically, with all the bigger plants in it. They're overgrown. We cleaned them out. Doggy park, we ran the brush hog all along the creek. It was kind of overgrown, so we ran it down through there. It's looking pretty decent. Filled the holes in. Some of the dogs up there tend to dig some holes. There were some pretty decent ones in there, so we filled them in. Aquinas, we trimmed around the basketball court, put new nets up, sprayed the weeds that were on the basketball court. Stadium, power washed the steps in the pavilion, and we painted the picnic tables inside the pavilion. Games start this week, so we're making that look nice. And Lincoln, we power washed the pavilion. There was some chalk from someone's birthday that didn't come up, and he power washed that all off. Just mowing every day when possible, when needed. And the field, we're dragging the fields also, the ones that aren't being used. They're getting used less and less now as the fall's coming. So other than that, everything's going pretty well.
Thank you, Joe. Karen?
Yeah, golf course has been really busy with the rain that has held off, kind of getting back to our normal numbers. We have an operating profit of $192,000 right now. Of course, we have some losing months that are going to be coming up, usually like October, November, December, losing months. But hopefully we'll still finish in the black. We had the mayor's outing. We also had the cast outing this last Saturday. Both events were successful. I believe for the cast outing, they raised close to $19,000 for cancer research. Our asphalt concrete project has just started this week. So we're hoping that will be finished maybe end of next week.
Okay.
Maybe a week and a half, depending on the weather. We had a major leak that we fixed. It was under the road, but Greg found a company that we were able to bore underneath the road and just run a new line, so it saved us quite a bit of money on that. Other than that, golf course is in great shape. Greg's crew's doing a great job keeping it up, and he lost, about four employees?
Four or five of the young college guys going back to school this week. So.
We start airification September 8th, so they'll be busy with airification for 3 weeks there. But yeah, everything's going good.
Thank you. Hey, I do have a question. When you say the carryover here is you got for 2023, I mean, it's no big deal, $518,372.31. Why is that on this sheet? Is that just
I like to look at things from like a few years back. Okay. I like to look at them every year.
Okay. No, that's fine. I just wanted.
Just as like a reference.
Did all the sand get done?
No. Couldn't get them covered this year.
Yeah.
I know that we talked about it before, so I just...
Now that we've had all the ass, the parking lot's going to be done this year. We're going to, I think, patch some of the car paths. So next year, we hope to focus a lot more on the bunkers. So we have about 30 more to do.
We put a lot of new sand in them at the end of last year. Yeah. About three quarters of them got new sand, but there's still a handful that need some drainage work, and then hopefully add sand after we can fix some drains in there. So hopefully when we're done with the parking lot, we'll have some funds for that.
That's
this
year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good number. Thank you.
Okay, Carolyn's down here. Kiana.
Okay, we offered 40 fitness classes this month. Marketing wise, we marketed our gym closures were shut down. Also, we had the Life Care Health Fair here that was held in our gymnasium. Marketing the splash pad being open, lots in our lot that'll be next Saturday out here in our parking lot while we're closed. Fall volleyball and fall basketball. We also have the Faith in Action Health Fair that'll be coming up in September. We received 200 packs for giveaways from the Hall of Fame. Our rookie T-ball and coach pitch are still going on right now. Summer softball, we still have about another week left for Tuesday nights due to the rainouts. We still have about 7 different organizations that were using the baseball fields, and we've been advertising for the fall softball that'll be starting the first week in September. Our memberships are still, you know, up. We're only down 6 from the previous month. We don't have any ball field rentals coming up out at Genshaft. But as you can see, our pavilion rentals are up due to the summer months.
I'd like to address these gentlemen's questions. Mm-hmm. Do we have a dress code here?
Yes.
Why is it not being followed? I would have to agree with him on that.
And I know it makes it sound like it's every day. It's not every day. I know he does email Steve, and when it is brought to our attention, we do address the staff. It's not always the same staff members, but we do definitely address the staff when it does come up. But, you know,
we have to agree with you too. There should not be a 9-year-old in the gym.
There are 9-year-olds.
I mean, yeah.
Well, first of all, no one, 12 to 15 are allowed in the fitness area with a parent or guardian. So there's no 9-year-olds in there. And then you have to be 15 and up to be in the fitness room without an adult. So 8 to 10, you have to have a parent in the facility. So you could be swimming and the parent be working out. And then 7 and under, the parent has to be right there with them.
But not in fitness.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
They're not allowed in fitness.
Just in the weight room.
Yeah.
So what can we do? What can we do to address this guy's issues?
I have addressed everyone. He sends me emails. I think, did he send you an email once, TR? Sent some. Okay. We address it, and I'm not discounting anything he's saying. I'm sure we have a kid running there every now and then, you know, but the staff member has to stop him.
Yeah.
And okay, now I will tell you that they're not making excuses. The staff member has to leave there to go get new towels and stuff. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. So I looked on the cameras. We had an individual 2 weeks ago, a young lady that did have a sports bra, and she was addressed, and I haven't seen her back. And I don't know if it was her again, but we haven't had her back with her sports bra on. But it's something we need to work with our staff more, obviously. He comes here a lot. We want those people to keep coming back. So we will continue to address this, and hopefully we need to make it better. I don't have there's no excuses for that.
Is there anything in existence to hold the staff accountable?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Forms? Yeah, we have incident forms. We have, discipline forms. We do that. There's no excuses. That shouldn't be happening. Someone walking in, whatever time it is, with a sports bra on or something, believe me, I addressed a young lady with a sports bra, and it was the wrong thing. I won't do that again. I'll make sure I have a female to do that in today's world. And she just went off on me. That's how she works out. Well, not here. So, unfortunately.
Okay. There is one other thing. Tiana, how many program directors do we have?
Just programming?
Yeah.
Two.
Two. What have they done this year?
As far as the sports, we have all the youth programs, the T-ball, soccer.
Oh, okay.
Volleyball, the club extreme. And then our aquatic supervisor just started, 3 weeks ago. So we'll be offering swim lessons starting at the end of September.
Gotcha.
Marketing and special events.
That's the one we made full time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hard to keep track of them all. All right. Thank
you. Steve.
Okay. As you can see, we're still waiting for drawings for the restroom up at Reservoir on the north end. I talked to a gentleman today from another company, and he assured me he would have some type of estimate for me by next Thursday. So I'm hoping to see that. Lawndale Park Pavilion, that's been a battle. I'd like to put that on hold right now. It has been approved. If it should come up again, if we can get those drawings, I will bring them. I'll let you make, I'll let you know that we'd like to move forward before we do that. The Reservoir Stream Bank project, as we just voted for that, we'll get moving on that bid probably within the next week or so. I believe that's something that can be done over the winter. I guess it depends on a contractor's availability. As Carrie stated, the Legends cart path and parking lots could get moving on that. Lincoln Park seal coat and striping's done. The Wampler Park seal coat and striping will be completed after we close the splash pad. And the reason we didn't do, I wanted to get it done in spring. Obviously, the weather stopped that. We didn't want to do it during, so they wouldn't walk through it and walk on the splash pad. So we'll do it, shut it down for a couple days up there. Oakville Pool, and this is not on there, the Oakville Pool that we closed down 5 years ago, it's time to get rid of that. I've talked to the street department and Joe Pate Parks. We can do that. Taking the fence out, breaking up the concrete, bringing in dirt, and smoothing that off. And as we talk in the next meeting about our budget, we'll talk about what we'd like to do next year, and we're looking at different options up there. With the splash pad being open up the street, I know it's not the same neighborhood, but the splash pad has taken off. It's wonderful. I mean, the attendance and the reviews. The only complaint I got was the water was too cold. Well, it comes right out of the spigot, so. So we'll get moving on that. Next week is our shutdown. The entire building is shut down all of next week, and the pool is shut down for 2 weeks. There'll be painting, cleaning. We have new carpet starting on Monday in all the common areas and offices. And that's all I have. Do you have any questions?
Nothing else? Okay. We'll adjourn.
So moved.
Hey, Joe. I'll see you down there, Joe.